Plan B Morning Show. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's Brock Hunter. You know, too, with this, because I've talked more about Doja Cat because of this stupid intro that you made, that I get recommended videos all the time because my phone, of course, is listening. It's like, check out this new video from Doja Cat. I'm like, I don't want to.
It's just got a YouTube full of ratchet music.
You're my best man. Anyway, it's 7:44. We got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Nicator in Benton Township on Valentine's Day today. By the way, folks, it's Valentine's Day. Fellas, if you didn't remember. Of course, Specialite hiring right now. Don't blow it. Go find out more, special-lite.com, and get started on that new career today at Specialite right here in Southwest Michigan. So for Valentine's Day, what's your biggest Valentine's Day screw-up, all right? We've all had it. We've all fallen short on Valentine's Day. I like it better now because the pressure is off. Being married, Kiki and I have come to an understanding. Not saying that we don't like, oh, hey, I bought you a little chocolate. Like, for me, she bought me a six-pack of Diet Dew and some cowtails, which is perfect. That's all I want. That's all I want.
I don't understand why you like cowtails, dude. It's like looks like a 1902 candy.
Some people ask stupid questions like, why don't you like cowtails? And, you know, that's where you're at. It's fantastic. It's amazing. It's a caramel.
So you're a simple man. You don't need all the,
the
big shebang, the fireworks and flowers.
I don't think it's fair to a lot of people that they get the screws put to them on Valentine's Day. Not saying you can't do something nice, something thoughtful. Get a card. But if you're the type of person, and I'm not just singling out ladies here, okay? Guys or girls, if you're the type of person like, well, you didn't give me anything expensive on Valentine's Day, you're the worst type of person.
The worst.
The worst. There's so many other
just
things.
Just a little bit of time is valuable, you know?
You know what? I would rather have Kiki tell me, you know what I got you for Valentine's Day? I put $100 into savings. I'd be like, awesome, great. Wait, that's perfect. That's fantastic. But if you're just buying jewelry and flowers and everything because the day is going to be ruined because you didn't spend enough on it, you got to reevaluate Valentine's Day.
It's easy for two broke-ass DJs to talk about that, too.
Somehow we've conned our wives into thinking they don't need something expensive on Valentine's Day.
That works.
It's the perfect crime. But anyway, so what's your biggest Valentine's Day screw-up?
So mine, it's a little embarrassing.
I'm excited.
Actually, no, it's not embarrassing. No, it happened. Whatever. This is seventh grade, all right? No, sixth grade.
Oh, awkward years.
Sixth or seventh grade.
Awkward years.
Have not kissed a girl. The only thing I've done is held a girl's hand at the roller skating rink. So we go on a double date, you know, whatever that is at sixth grade. You know, we go to a movie. So our parents drop us off at the movies, right? I'm like, you know, I'm determined. I'm going in for the kiss today. It's Valentine's Day.
You getting it? I'm gonna
lay a smooch on this girl I was with. Halfway through the movie. It's a long movie, dude. It's a long movie. Halfway, I'm like, dude, you start to muster up the energy and the confidence to do it.
Yep.
And I just did it. You know, so I like leaned over. Dude, I kissed her on the nose.
Okay.
I like got a mouthful of nose, dude.
Okay, and, so like, it wasn't like a peck on the nose. Like you got,
no,
you got
I don't
mouth-
really think I knew how to kiss then either. So it was like a half peck, like, ah. Dude, she looked at me with like a whore, this horrid look on her face, like, first off, why are you trying to kiss me? Second of all, you just sucked on my nose. What are you doing? And then, gotta sit through the other half of the movie after this, dude.
You blew it. Oh. You blew it. You blew it so bad.
It was so awkward. Even my buddy next to me, like, kind of knew what was going on, and he kind of saw it and was like, dude.
I mean, you could have doubled down, but that's how they do it in all French films. That's how they
ever heard of the nose kiss?
No, come on, no nose kiss is the most erotic kiss you can do. I feel for you, but like I can feel as a young man, you all remember being that awkward. Would you say sixth grade? Was it sixth grade?
Yeah, I think it was sixth grade.
Gangly, you don't know what to do with your body. All right, everything's changing, and then
you're
gotta
all pimply.
Oh god, and then you,
dude, and then at least it was dark. And, you know, the movie was distracting at the time. Then we had to get back into her parents' car and ride home, sitting next to her, just dead silent.
She's dabbing her nose because it's wet. Oh, buddy, that's, ooh.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's more of an embarrassing than screw up, you know? You tried, you know, and it fell flat.
I was so confident, too.
Crazy thing was, he's lying. That was last week. It was unbelievable.
Damn you.
Damn it. I still haven't figured it out.
It was.
That's good. Yeah, that's a very good Valentine's Day screw up. How did it work out with the young lady afterwards? Did you speak after this? Or?
Yeah. Honestly, we became friends later, but we ain't going past that.
Any chance of her seeing you as a sexual compatible partner? Gone. Out the window. He tried
it was an epic fail on my part.
Suck my nose. It was weird. So a big nose guy. Not a feet guy. Big nose guy.
Yeah.
I love that. That's good. I'll keep mine short and sweet. This happened in college. And yes, I am the jerk in this scenario. So I was seeing a girl at the time. I would say, you know, it wasn't anything too crazy serious. But, you know, we were, I guess, official in that sense. Long story short. I made plans with a different girl on Valentine's Day. So I lied to my then girlfriend, who I can safely say that now. I said, look, honey, I'm sorry. I have to do this. I made up some excuse. I can't remember the excuse. I mean, I think it said something about like something for school, whatever. Mm-hmm. Made up this excuse. I had to get it done. Instead, I took the other girl to the restaurant that I was supposed to take my then girlfriend at the time. The reservations that I made.
What a jerk.
Here's the problem. All right, you'd be like, well, that's fine.
I only got stood up.
Why? No. I wish that would have happened. So I forgot that everything was prepaid. So what I told my girlfriend was like, look, hey, I got these reservations. It's paid for. We're good. I got the whole meal. It was like some Valentine's Day special. Mm-hmm. So she went to the restaurant to pick up the Valentine's Day special. So she called ahead and said, hey, my boyfriend made reservations. Is this still good? They're like, yeah, that's fine. You can come just pick it up and take it to go. So I am there at the restaurant with the other girl when my then girlfriend comes to the restaurant to pick up the to-go order. And
that's what you get.
I deserved it. And it was like
how awkward was that? Did you see it? Did she say anything?
I didn't.
Did she
get
call you out?
The only action I got that was from my hand that night because both girls were very upset. Actually, I think both girls took the meal and had it together. That's what they
even
did.
Your hand was disappointed in you.
My hand turned me down like, no, you're a jerk.
You're a jerk. Look at you.
So if there is any lesson from this, young men out there that are taking this, well, one, you really cover your tracks. And two, if you prepay.
Don't be a jerk.
No. If you prepay for the Valentine's Day meal, just don't tell the girl that you're cheating on that it's already prepaid for and you're good to go. So, Yeah, the look on her face was quite angry.
You get a little butterflies in your stomach that door opens.
I couldn't get out of there fast enough, man. I'm just like trying to slink down in my chair. My date's like, what are you doing? Like, oh, I'm looking. I dropped a spoon.
Here's what you do on Valentine's Day. Don't go out on a date with a dirtbag like Brock.
You're a jerk. Oh, my God. All right, 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What's your biggest Valentine's Day screw-up? We'll be back with more. Stick around.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
It should have been the halftime show.
Yeah. Oh, it'll happen one of these times. They'll bring them back one of these times. It'll be all the boy bands. They'll have NSYNC and 98 Degrees. I'm going to watch that
one. Hey, real quick. Does Snoop Dogg age?
No, he does not. He's
looked the same for ever since I've known him.
Him doing that crip walk there, that's losing it, man. I love it. I love Snoop. I love it. So good. Anyway, we got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township on Valentine's Day. Fellas, ladies, don't forget V-Day today. What's your biggest Valentine's Day screw up? Let's see. Sandra said staying with them for almost 4 years. That's sad.
Sad.
That's sad. it's okay. If you get to like two Valentines and you're like, look, I don't want to get this person anything on Valentine's Day, that's when it's time to go. You know, that's when it's time, like, all right, I'm going to pack it up.
What is Valentine's Day? Where did it come from? What is it?
I told you, it's just a made up holiday from
like
Hallmark.
Literally, it comes from nothing. It's just one day was like, hey.
It celebrates Saint Valentine, right? The patron saint of love. I don't know what it is exactly. You had a little naked cherub in a diaper flying around shooting people with heart arrows. It doesn't make sense. I told you, it's a goofy holiday. That's why I don't want people to get too hung up about it. You know, don't get too hung up on Valentine's Day because it's a goofy ass holiday. Not saying you can't do something nice, you know?
Like, is there, like, what about a singles day? Is there singles day? What about the people that don't have a significant other?
No, this is a day.
Valentine's Day sucks.
This is a day for them to realize that they're worthless and no one will love them. That's what it is. This is a constant reminder that, you just suck and no one will ever love you. You're going to die alone. That's what it is. I do like Kat had a good answer. Her biggest Valentine's Day screw up. Got edibles for both of us. It didn't work for him, but mine got me stoned beyond belief and he had to take care of me all night. So she just
take
got
care of me.
Violently high on Valentine's Day from edibles. And
edibles snuck up on her.
That's what it is. I don't feel it. I'm going to have another brownie. No, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. It's fine. Just have a little. You're probably feeling it. You see, it's funny you bring that up because that is another good way to ruin Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Not just with weed, you get violently high, but also too drinking. Some people get they go drinking a little too hard on Valentine's Day.
Don't make it to the bedroom.
No, either you don't make it to the bedroom or you have some violent fight about Valentine's Day not being good enough or the relationship finally bubbles up on the love day. And so be careful. You know, just a couple glasses of champagne, maybe a little bit of wine. You know, but mm-hmm. Just be careful. Just be careful.
Can I complain one more time about Valentine's Day?
Go for it. Go for it.
All these Valentine's Day specials. A dinner for two, $115 plus blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
It's not a special. Just because it's Valentine's Day doesn't mean it's a special. I'm just sick of these overinflated prices. And they're like, oh, it's such a great day. It's just a Valentine's Day. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
It's not a special.
No, it's not. It's just you tack on an extra bottle of wine and throw in a few extra dollars in there. It's like, okay.
You have to take a special trip to the bank to pay for it. That's what
I do like it when places like Pizza Hut or Little Caesars, they're like, okay.
Yeah, like the heart-shaped pizza.
The heart-shaped great pizza. Idea. It's like, yeah, there you go.
I'll take it.
Then says, I love you like a heart-shaped pizza. All right. What? You got me a pizza? I'm going to feel bloated, you son of a bitch. Anyway, all right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more. Stick around.